Sham Aleichem Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schutz for Rabbanu Rashi Yechlu Yenishmas. Maris Esther Abbas of Shemor, Schan of Skan, Schan of Chan, Bresma of Zev, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Adas, Uf Shleim, Bresma of Tervas, Tila Ravida, Rufu Shleima, and David Avram, Yosef, Naomi Sarah, and Miriam, David Avram, Yosef Tzvi, Naomi Sarah, Bnei Maris, and Miriam, Bracha Bas Abchus, Hedem, Cholim, Balaim, Nech Gittel, Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Bracha Bas Tzlacha, Bachol Matzei Hedav, Bachol Nuv, Meleav, It's based in the Torah of Moyim Rabbi, Agon Agodo, Rab Manzitzal, Bahaya, Kishil Chab, and Chama Chama, Lemor, Bo 13, 14, and 15. Chapter 13, Pesukim Yedalad and Tesvav. Vayki Shelchem Bechad Mochar Lemor Mazos. And it'll be when your son asks you tomorrow, what is this? Right there, Bechoz Geros and Hashem, it's Haim Yibes Avodim. And you should say to him that with a strong hand, God took us out of Egypt from the house of servitude. Vayki Yiksha Faro L'Shelchenu. Vayki Yiksha Kol Bechor Be'eretz and Tzayim Bechor Adam Bechor Behema Al Kenen Yizobech. L'Hashem Kol Peter Recha Mischar Mechor Bechar Bechai B'nai Efteh. And it was when God When Paro was stubborn in sending us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all the Bechor of Mitzrayim, and Eretz Mitzrayim from the Bechor of a person to the Bechor of the Behema, and therefore I'm sacrificing to Hashem the firstborn animals, and my firstborn sons, I am redeeming. We see from these Pesukim that the Chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the homes of the Jews, and he didn't kill the Bechor Yisrael, he only killed the Bechor Mitzrayim. And therefore we have a chiyuv to redeem our sons. We redeem our sons, and the firstborn animals are brought as a carbon. But the makor of the chiyuv of Pidyon Bechor is because their Bechors went and not ours. The Ramban earlier on, 12:30, asks, and we see in Chazal, cited by Rashi, that Shegam Bechor Me Av Meis B'makas Bechoros, V'lo Rak Bechor Me Aim. That even a Bechor from the father died at Makas Bechoros, not the Bechor from the mother. So why is there only a Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen from the mother, not from the father? If the whole board is Mitzrayim, because their Bechors were killed and ours weren't. So it makes sense that we should do Pidyon HaBen on all our Bechors, not only Bechors from the mother, also Bechors from the father. So he says something very difficult to understand. They only wanted to make it the Bechor of the mother because it's more mefursim. It's better known because, you know, obviously the mother, she's carrying the baby in her womb for 9 months, and the father is just this. You don't know, it's not so clear that it's his firstborn child, for obvious reasons. So therefore, the Torah only did something with forsim, but that's very difficult to understand. Are there no dinim in the Torah on a Bechor Me'av? Yerusha Spishnaim applies to the Bechor Me'av. So there we don't care about the fact that it's not so meforsim, it's not so well known. So why should we be concerned with that over here? So the Kasha the Ramban is reinstated. We see elsewhere we do go follow the Bechor of the Father. So why don't we follow the Bechor of the Father over here? This whole vort that it's not so mefursim is a hard pill to swallow. So it would appear, says Moreno Rabbeinu, based on the Gemara in Bava Basra 126b. If it's just a Bechor from the mother, it's called a Bechor Sichla. Secha means a fool. The Rashbam writes, it's not because he's a Shote, because he's not a complete Bechor. Like Hadas Shote. We have a Hadas Shote where the leaves and Hadas aren't equal, aren't on the same height. So that's called a Hadas Shaita. Because it's not a complete Hadas, not an absolute Hadas. So too, if you're a Bechor from the mother, it's called a Bechor Shaita because you're not an absolute Bechor. What does that have to do with the Shaita? And what does that have to do with the Dafka Bechor? We also have to understand what Rashi writes in Miketz. And the pasuk v'yom Reuven alav yivlom reshna b'nai tamasim lo b'yena v'yelecha. Reuven says, "I'm taking responsibility for Binyamin. You can kill my two sons if I don't bring you Binyamin back." Yaakov wasn't Kabbal. Wasn't willing to let Binyamin go. According to Chazal, he said, "B'chor Shekab," he's a foolish b'chor. He says to kill his sons. They're my sons too, but they're only his. They're not mine. It's hard to understand. What does that do to the B'chor Shekab? He says, "What? They're his children, are not mine. They're also mine. What does that do to the fact that he's a B'chor Shekab?" So it would appear that we can explain as follows: that a B'chor Me'aim is different. B'chor Me'aim is the first Petah Lechem, the one that opens up the womb. In other words, when you talk about a B'chor Me'aim, the etzem yivoldo, in his very birth, in his very essence, he's a B'chor. Therefore, the chetza of a B'chor Me'aim is a B'chor, because he came first out of his mother's womb. That's a real bona fide B'chor. Because he came out of the womb first, so he's the true firstborn. B'chor Me'aim is different. In his birth, there's no B'chorah. He's born from the mother, not from the father. Comes out of the mother's womb. A B'chor is defined as, strictly speaking, as being the firstborn from the mother. Because the child comes out of the mother's womb. The father is just Reish Zona. It's his seed, and the first seed that produces a baby, that baby also going to have some level of status of B'chor. But not as much as coming out of the mother's womb. In other words, B'chor is born. It's born a B'chor. And it's born out of the mother's womb, not out of the father's. So in what sense is somebody the B'chor of the father in relationship to the other brothers? As he came first. He was the first of his father's seed to be born. It's not a B'chor B'Etzem. B'chor B'Etzem, a B'chor B'Chetz is coming out of the mother's womb. It's the mother, not the father. And the father is B'chor, it's just because the father's firstborn, because it's in relation to the other siblings, he's a B'chor. So, in the end, we'll get the other brothers, he's a B'chor, like getting the double portion. Getting P'shnayim, he gets B'chor, because he's a B'chor Me'av. So he gets P'shnayim. Why? Because there's a relationship to his brothers. We don't find that by mother. B'chor doesn't get his mother's his double portion of his mother. His father, yes. Because it's in relationship to his father specifically. To his father and the rest of his siblings. The father became the first seed of his father. He isn't a B'chor B'Etzem. But he's the first seed of his father. Maybe he beat the other siblings too, so he gets a double portion. When it comes to the avodah of the b'chor, it's telling b'chor ein because it's b'chor b'chefta. And the klichem that the Indian parsha told us when he writes according to this, with the word of the mechira to b'chor based on Yaakov. So we're not talking about somebody who's b'mahuto, somebody who's in essence. A b'chor, we're talking about the b'chor from the mother. B'chor from the father is just in relationship with the father and the other siblings, but not these b'etzem b'chefta b'chor. So according to this, it would appear that the Yisod of the Hagdol HaShayt, according to the Siman that we have in Chagiyah 3b, Kayadua, is that he's living in his own world. He's not going the way of the world around him. Rabbeinu, in his commentary on the Hilchos Malachim, in 7th Parag and 10th Halacha, he explains Pshat, a lot of times where it says, Badal Daito et Kol Adam. It means that he's in his prime, he's like Shaita. Because he's different than everybody else. So the Lebot of the Daito, I think it's Chosir Dasu, God is saying. Bhaktivedanta is in this matter he lacks das to the other people. Because he's doing different than everybody else. The end of a shaita is that he's in his own world. A Bechor Me'em is inherently a Bechor because of himself. Not Klapi Acher, not because of the others like the Bechor Me'em, so he's called the Bechor Shait. Because it's only Latma, that's the definition of a Shait, the Shait is Latma. It's only for himself, so the Bechor Me'em from the mother is only for himself the Bechor. It's essentially inherently the Bechor, it's his own little world of the Bechor. Not like the Bechor Me'em, it's Klapi the others, because of the others. That's why the Hashbam compares him to a Das Shaita. A Shaita is a Das, Klapi Asma, but not Klapi Acher. So you can't be Yotze. Can't be Yotze with Das, because the others is not a Das, that's a Das itself. But not enough for others to be Yotze. Because it lacks the Shlemus of being a Das. That's what Yaakov said to Reuven, you're a Chor Shaita, whether your children are not mine. Chor Shaita, you're only for yourself. Whether you're only for yourself. But then we're Yaakov to the Reuven, and it's like a Chor Shaita, what Yaakov is saying. You're only for yourself, not for others. They're my children too. And that's in contrast to a Bechor Me'av. Shemuso klapi acher, a Bechor Me'av is the others. Therefore, when you say that they're your children, not my children, that's a Bechor La'atzmo, not like a Bechor Me'av. That relates to his father. And you're not relating to me. So therefore, you're a Bechor Shaita. And Yivamis, that's what Avod Al talks about, Bechor Satan. Rashi says, what's a Bechor Satan? Charif, only the Al-Shmo, Oysen, Ma'is, Ve'em, Shem, Shvaz, Vaz, Karabim. He's sharp. He does what he thinks is right. And he doesn't change his mind to do it like everybody else. She says, Bechor Shaita, that Etzem Husa is Bechor Rak La'atzmo, only for himself. And there's a Bechor Satan. And Mahus, he's not a Bechor. But his Hanhoga, that he doesn't mice and he doesn't do like others. That he's Latzmo, he doesn't care about others. It's also the Bechor Satan. It's not talking about a Bechor, he's a Bechor, but because the Etzem Husa, he's not a Bechor, but the way he's behaving. That's why the Gemara says there is Bechor Satan. He's behaving like a Bechor Satan. But Mahusa is not a Bechor, that's Bechor Shaita. And this is a Bechor Satan, because he doesn't care about other people. He's not a Mahusa Bechor, but he doesn't care about other people, what other people are doing. What other people are saying, so that's called a Bechor Satan. So then in Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, it's only Petra Rechem, it's not Bechor Me'av. Because Machat Bechor is Mitzrayim, it's Gam Bechor is Me'em, Gam Bechor is Me'av. Machat Bechor is Mitzrayim was from both. Because the Machat wasn't on the Chetz Bechor, so it's Machat on Mitzrayim. That the Bechor of Mitzrayim should be smitten. Like we see in Tehillim 136, Yud. The Machat Bechor is Bechor Re'ehem. It doesn't say the Machat Bechor is Mitzrayim. I ain't sure if it's this. That would have been Bechor Me'em. No. It doesn't say Bechor in Mitzrayim. Essentially, the inherently the Bechor is Mitzrayim but from the mother. It was a Makkah on Mitzrayim. That in Mitzrayim, the Bechor should get it. So, if you're a Bechor Be'etzim and Mahus, and also if you're a Bechor Be'etzim and Father, Makkah in Mitzrayim, Bechor Re'em. So that's all got to be Makkah. But Mitzvah Pidgin Bechor is, he said, Bechetz Shal Bechor Tzarech Pidgin. Pidgin Bechor is that the Bechetz of the Bechor requires Pidgin. Shari Yosher, Shari Yek, Rech Hotei. He says the Mahalach of Pidgin is that there's some Kedusha that requires redemption. And it's Sforum Kan Bebashe. There's a lot of talk about that in Achorona, what this means. So this is only somebody who's Bechetz of the Bechor. He requires Pidgin, because he's inherently holy. But Bechor Me'av, he's Kachol B'Mehusa, he's Kachol Apshutim, he's like a non-Bechor. Therefore, he doesn't have Dina Kedusha B'Atzmusa. Like the other shooting, and the male shot within Pidgin. So maybe that would be a possible explanation as to why our Bechor is only from the Bechor from the mother, because he's inherently, essentially, a Bechor from the Bechor from the father, not. You have to redeem the Kedusha, so who's the, who gets the Kedusha? Only the Bechor B'Etzem.
So it could be that you can fit this into the Ramban. Could be. It's always better when you're, it's better going to the Shining Eyes. The Ramban writes, well, that's the same thing with Sam Kokhoreim. Come before our Rishisan, before him, Pedrecha. So it's why Molde Bukhor is God, before our Rishisan, before him, Pedrecha. In other words, it was a Hakkab Mitzrayim. Hakkab Mitzrayim Bukhoreim. So Bukhor of the Mak of Mitzrayim, so the Bukhoreim. Bukhor of Mak of Mitzrayim is Rishisan, Bukhoreim, because he's the Etzim Chepse, he's Bukhor. And another Rambam, Rambam continues, Shalom Eskati Shachem Yisroach Bukhoreim, Shavidum Fursim Yisr. That who became holy instead? The Bukhoreim, which is Yadum Fursim Yisr. What does it mean, Yadum Fursim Yisr? What does it matter that it's better, more well known? Maybe what it means is that he himself has Mitzis Bukhor. To double shufa, to double shufasim. And that's the only way he's a chet of a bukhor. Kevin Shachin Dabal Masi Bufalu. It's something that's concrete. He's really a bukhor. That's what means he's a doom fursim. He's the real deal. He's the real koi. And therefore he's a chet of a bukhor, not an elf. Concludes. So he brings a little bit of a riot that in Mitzrayim the Bukhorim was smitten, the first of their strength in the tents of Cham, Mitzrayim. In other words, it's not a matter of Rabban to bring a riot that the Bukhorim always were smitten. Rather, Rabban is telling us that there were two hakos. There was a hakah on the bechoros that were bechor about Smusan, and there was also a hakah on Reishisam and Balecham, the tents, vis-a-vis others. So he's saying this is only vis-a-vis others, and the tents, and the families. The mishpacha, vis-a-vis the mishpacha, he's a bechor, but he's not a bechor about him. That's not the real deal, that's not the real koi, Bukhor Me'av. The main only the Bukhor Me'aim is going to have Pisha. Either the Bukhor Me'av also got it, but that's only because he's in relationship to the rest of the family. But the Bukhor Me'aim, he's the Bukhor Me'av Atzim. So maybe it could be the Ramban, maybe not, but we have that bit as a very Chashim Maimer in Baal Yitzchak and Pesach, where he also relates to this very difficult to understand Maimer. יש עוד הרבה הרבה מה לדבר על זה מורה רבותיי, אז אנא למען השם, תישארו עמנו, ובעזרת השם אנחנו עוד נדון, בעזרת השם יש המון המון מה פרשת בו, שזה הפרשה בתורה, אולי עם הכי הרבה דברי תורה, כתוב לי, הגודס, 10,000, are related to פרשת בו, and obviously, to Mitzrayim, so much to say, and to me, בחור, very חשוב, please stay tuned to the friends. Shalom.